Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come on. I got to get Blog Talk Radio connected with us. Now, I can't tell everybody's connected everywhere, but the share, I mean, all the links have been shared in the website. Oh, my goodness sake, live, it just didn't work like it's supposed to. Hold on just a second. And you know, if you got some folks that you normally send in this to, let me just grab real quick. Everybody, hold on. I'm going to get this, and it's going to be. There we go. Now, where did I write that in? All right. This case, anybody was not was wondering. We're just in a place of happiness and joy and peace and satisfaction and sanctification and glory be to God for his wonderful. I just reached up and hit the add button and just deleted it.
Really? Deleted what?
It's all right. I'll be back in a little bit. One thing about it, I am not the same nervous person I was the night. We're all calm, cool, collected. Everybody has a good time every time. And ain't nobody going to be freaked out about what goes on tonight. We're going to just have a good time, including Mr. Sam.
Right. Now, Mary said it is John's birthday today. So told her to come on Zoom and we'll all sing happy birthday.
Amen.
She just
got here. Are you ready?
Are you ready, Mary? Is he there? Is he here? So we can sing with him?
I'm not using my camera. I'm to him.
All right. And Mr. Francis, get your kazoo.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Mary? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Don. Happy birthday to you.
So do you have a party today, Dad, or chicken ice cream?
No.
No?
No.
You need to get him cake and ice cream.
It looks like Mary's just standing there. Send her up.
Mary, get the cake. I can't. Yeah, it's not very loud. It's not hearing very well.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, we're turned up all the way.
My phone's turned up all the way, too. I don't... We're old here. It's hard to hear it.
Huh.
How old are you? I'll have to know better.
87.
87, wow.
Wow.
You're just a young guy compared to Moses.
Yeah.
He was 120, so you got ways to go yet.
So I'm thinking of the chat.
Yeah.
Your lovely wife wants to listen. Tell them happy birthday. This is 2 years they've been on the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy anniversary to us. Hallelujah.
2 years been here doing this.
This is a gentleman from North Dakota.
You're not enjoying it. Got yourself too all wrapped up. You should be enjoying this with us. We're having a good time. Amen. That's how you do it, because it, the bottom line is his word that's going to make it work.
Ever since I passed through, I've been doing it. Not whining, not crying, not dying. Just declaring
it. Declaring it. Amen.
Declaring it.
Amen, 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 and amen. Now, you haven't sent any 20 so far. We're talking, and I know I got the links on the website, but let's make sure all our folks are here with us.
Hi, Rebecca.
Rebecca Smith. Love you. Good to have you with us.
You're here. Chris
just jumped in, said hi, and didn't do anything. Now, tonight we're going to do something really special. Tonight we're going to go back and listen to the very first message that I ever spoke right here in the community of faith. It happened on March 22nd, 2020. And I'm just kind of scrolling down through here, find all the good folks that used to be a part of the program with us. Tell them all y'all coming out here. In fact, today I'm sitting through a bunch of stuff. And the Holy Spirit said to me, why don't you just share that video over into YouTube where everybody can find it in YouTube. Bam, there it was. Now, I want to do something here. We should probably pray and get started. What do we think? Would that be a good idea?
Sure.
7:45, let's get started early. So, Brother Roger, you were chaplain in today. Why don't you start out with a good prayer?
Oh, Heavenly Father, bless all those that traveled near the fire, keep them safe. And they are healed in Jesus. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. Anything else to pray you want to pray? Go ahead. Now I am in some like, somewhere, I can tell. You're all waiting like a bunch of pickers.
Hi, Kathy. Hi. Glad you're here.
We have some ice cream.
We don't have any ice cream. That's all right. Take a lot more down the store. Just go down there and grab you some. Matter of fact,
Debbie.
You can just call a DoorDash person up and they'll bring you some ice cream.
There you go.
There you go.
That was good.
My sister, Debbie. Oh, Debbie takes the cake.
Go, Debbie.
Too funny. That is just too funny right there. All right, well, here we go, guys. The first thing we're going to do tonight is we're going to play a blooper. Anybody ready for a blooper?
Yep.
Oh, blooper. I heard about blooper.
Well, what this is, whoops, we got to get YouTube live with us. What this is one of the 90-second lead jumps. Now, if you don't remember, if you don't know what the 90-second lady is all about, talk lady, radio lady comes on and says, 90 seconds. And what's been interesting is that you're not expecting it. And when we first got started, there was a lot more because we use Blog Talk Radio a lot. So I would have to turn my speakers up on Blog Talk Radio so that people could be heard. And therefore, I would turn the speakers up. I would forget the speakers were up. And then I'm just preaching along, and the 90-second lady just says, 90 seconds. You're like, whoa. And it's made for some very, very fun times of laughing. So I'm preaching about Sarah being added to Abimelech's kingdom, and 90 seconds lady shows up. So I'm going to show a couple of these as we go. YouTube is up. And it'll be a fun time. You'll enjoy it. Hold on. I got to get the volume up loud enough here. Let's get this going. Get.
Why you crossing your mind?
Hold on just a second. Come on, computer. Catch up. Here it is. Oh, my goodness. Just quit touching all those links that don't have nothing to do with nothing. I feel like totally organized tonight. So much happening here tonight. I'm organized. All right, let's turn this guy's volume down. Let's turn this guy's volume up. And watch this. Now, I'm going to play about 5 minutes. Sarah was looking so good at 90. At 90, Abimelech was adding her to his harem at 90 years old. Wait, that is after the flood. That is before the cross. That is not Holy Spirit living on the inside like you and I got. And she was 90. And looking so good, she was added to a king's harem. Now, all of a sudden, it's bigger than money. It's bigger than things. Now he will bless everything about us in every single way. Moses was 120. His eyes weren't dim. His strength wasn't failed. And nobody went with him to the top of that mountain when God said, that's it, you're done. Nobody. Now watch this. Listen to this verse. Psalm chapter 20. Psalm of David, verse number 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary.
90 seconds.
Did anybody hear, lady?
Okay. Hold on just a second. That one was so good. I'm going to watch it again. I love it. Watch how bad this jump happened.
About Sarah.
Been so good
word,
at 90. At 90. That Abimelech was adding her to his harem. At 90 years old. That is after the flood. That is before the cross. That is not Holy Spirit living on the inside like you and I got. And she was 90 and looking so good that she was added to a king's harem. All wants to blow everything about us in every single way. Moses was 120. His eyes weren't dim. His strength wasn't failed. And nobody went with him to the top of that mountain when God said, that's it, done. Nobody. Now watch this. Listen to this verse. Psalm chapter 20. A Psalm of David, verse number 1. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary.
90 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Did anybody hear the lady?
That 92nd lady was not from the throne of God. That lady, I'm a
60.
We got one more of her, and then we're done. I got to get to my verse. Look at this verse 3, Psalm 20, verse 3. He will remove all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. He will grant you according to your heart's desire. Don't miss this last phrase. And fulfill your purpose. God said through David in Psalm chapter 20, he does not forget one seed you have ever sown anywhere that you knew to call it alms, seed time, harvest, whatever you need to call it, first fruits, all the different ways to give in the Bible. It doesn't matter because God doesn't forget a seed. And this is what he's been saying to me this week to challenge all of us to say, hold it. I've sown my time. I use every bit of that time as a seed. I expect a hundredfold return. And that means I should be able to live 100 lives in my one life because I've given my whole life. Woo! Now, I've sown all kinds of money and all kinds of stuff. I don't need it because I want stuff. I want to preach the gospel. And in the end time, it's going to take a big chunk of money to preach this gospel. Get this seed rolling. Every part of your life. It blesses every part of your life. There's no debt on us anywhere. And then he said, you're going to be a lender, not the borrower. Now, I don't know if you saw me jump. You might not have got on to that, but I'll tell you what, that 92nd lady's made me jump more than anything in my life because we're right in the middle of it. I got about 5 more. I'm going to share one of those every night with us here over throughout. And I might even let you in on the messages where they were because they were all pretty powerful messages.
Yeah.
Like, really, the last had a big jump. We laughed for a long time. Was actually the night we went for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And we were working hard to get that way. I needed to get born and get in position. And then he didn't turn out to be a part. No. I pray over you, Brother Herbert. You change. And you come from your sense. You come to your senses. You change from being in those wicked days. To get an amen from anybody.
Amen.
There you go.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate it. Amen. Now, for tonight, we're going all the way back out to March 22nd, 2020.
Wow.
Going all the way back. And I'm pretty excited about this.
Rebecca,
Even though I'm a little nervous, I'm not very confident in what I'm doing. My eyes are glowing with the sun, with the light of the screen, you know. And it's a good message. And this is the very first message that I ever did on Facebook like this, where we're sitting at the desk. And it's a really good message. I want to share it with you. So I encourage you, while you're going through this now, everybody pay attention. This is a YouTube video.
Came later, actually, because we didn't have YouTube.
Yeah, I got this on YouTube today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is brand new. So, take some notes. Write a timestamp. Watch your time. And when you get done, everybody go in, make one comment, put all your timestamps in one comment, say, whoa, glory to God, there we are. Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless our time together today.
Amen.
So that to build a monument everywhere they went. And they did. And so we're doing it again tonight. We are remembering the days that where you got us started, our small beginnings, as the psalmist said. Somebody find that verse. I can't even find it anymore. The days of small beginnings. Father, that you never miss one day of our life. You're building and growing and developing us every single day in all that we do. And so as we study with this guy tonight, as we study this original message that we really started with, I pray the lives of every person that's here tonight will be encouraged today. What's the reference?
Zechariah.
What would he want to say that for? Zechariah, you might be, Pastor, do I even have one of those guys in my Bible? Yeah, Brother Zach, he's back by Brother Malachi. Zechariah what?
4:10.
For who hath despised the day of small beginnings? For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. They are the eyes of the Lord which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Enjoy them, rejoice them, and there's a slight difference in this first night because I don't have my Freewald hat on. I actually quit preaching with that after a while.
Yes, you did.
Yep, I did. You guys ready? Here we go. Somebody shout amen, glory, or something.
Amen and glory.
Amen, glory, hallelujah.
All right, here we go. Nope. What did I do?
About the whole situation that we're in. Yeah, the virus shut down America. Not going to be political. Good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Samantha, glad you're here. Carrie, glad you're here. Brother Dave. I'm going to take a few minutes here to greet people as they come on. Just talk about what I'm going to do, because greatest weapon America has right now against what's going on in this nation is you and me. My friend, I won't name names, but there's going to be many friends on here tonight who have served in this nation. You've served time. And we people are the most powerful force that America has. I'm not calling anybody arms. It's not my side of it. If you don't like my glasses.
The initial audio is a little sketchy. It's not your stuff happening tonight. It's here on this video for a reason.
Nassan, glad to have you. That's my mom. Everybody loves it when your mom wakes up. She makes sure my teeth are brushed. But here's the truth of tonight. The greatest weapon that America has is we the people. You and I. That's not a Democrat. That's not a Republican. That's not a liberal, conservative, and independent. The greatest weapon America has is you and I, the people. And it's you and I calling upon the God that helped this nation be created. Now, get into all kinds of stuff on that. And what I want to do tonight, in this time that I'm with you, is read some stories. Tell some stories. Because the answer for America every time is that we come together as we the people. It doesn't matter. Here we are. This is where we are. And yet you and I can take every one of these tools that we have like this and make a difference in America. Like tonight. I don't have any reason to do this live except I love America. And I love you, my friend. Some of you I haven't seen in a long time. And, you know, you're getting to see my face tonight. And I know that you and I together, just simply using the force of we the people, can change this whole situation. There is nothing anybody can do to stop it because this is our nation. I'm not going to tell you to get a sign and go stand at the Capitol and shake it. No. Because the governor's rules in every state is letting that down. I don't like that, and most of you don't like it. But here's the thing. We got to beat this virus. Whether you're a conspiracy theory person or not, we got to beat what's happening. I have friends and people who are on that wayside out over there, and then we're on this side. And some of them, I think, are in a ditch on either side of the road. But here's what we got to do. If you believe that somebody's there and they're putting the virus all over everything, that's way out there. That's all right. I don't have a problem with that. If you believe that this is just a normal thing that's happening every year, that's all right. I don't care about that. Believe what you believe. We, the people, can change this. Never in recorded history has God ever failed a group of people, a nation, who would say, God, we need your help. You and I, our hands are tied. It's not tied when we will get out this book. It's a Bible. And we'll do what God says to do. Now, that's not church. That's not religion. I don't care what denomination you belong to. I don't care who your pastor, your priest, your elder, whatever you call it. It doesn't matter. Because the God that's in this book has never failed a group of people who would look up to him and say, we need your help. Come help us. Now, that's what this is going to be about tonight. I'm going to read a story in a little bit out of this book. God opened the eyes of a man who couldn't see and blinded a whole army so they couldn't kill a guy that was right in front of them who they were sent to kill. The whole army. And here's the thing. Whatever's behind this right now, whatever it is, and there isn't a person you talk to anywhere, and I talk to a lot of people today, every one of them say, there's something behind this. Something's behind this. I don't know what it is. Wait, I got a whole bunch of people. My thing's not. Michael, welcome. Angel, welcome. Denise, welcome. Brianna, glad to have all of you guys with us. Glad. It's really good to see all you people connected. Here's the thing. Maybe you're a Catholic. That's right. Maybe you're a Baptist. That's right. Maybe you're not even in any Christianity at all, but you believe God. Well, most valuable people to God that he can have right now. If you're not praying and saying, God help, get busy. And add your prayers to us saying, God help. I don't have all the answers. But the one that this book's about, he has all of the answers. And he's one right now to give America an answer that's way beyond anything. And in that answer, America be a totally different place. Remember after 9/11, how we all came together? Yeah. My brothers and my sisters, if you and I don't come together right now and help each other in this nation, we're going to have a really big mess. I live in an apartment complex right now. Two of my closest neighbors are the people that's on this floor. And I better make sure that every one of them, that we're all doing good. I met a really good friend today at Menards, whatever part of the country you're. He gave me an elbow bump. I'm like, I don't want to give you an elbow bump. I'll give you a hug, dude. You're my friend. Well, that's all right. Give me an elbow bump. Tim, Mark Cummins, Eddie Dennison. Wow, Chuck, glad you guys are here. Tula, Vicky. What this is about tonight is facing our enemy who is on a spiritual side of this thing and coming up with an answer. I'm not anything to most of you people except your friend. But I got a computer. I got the word of God. I'm going to tell every one of you, you get to your church where your pastor is, your priest, your elder, whatever they call the person who leads you spiritually, you find a way to help them right now make it. Find a way to help them make it. Because the only answer that we have right now is that God Almighty would help every one of us pull together and we the people.
Amen.
And make it.
Amen.
My pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barker, man, he's putting stuff out all the time, encouraging people, helping people. We need every place of worship where you are to be strong. We need every single one of us to say, God, give us the answer that we need way beyond what any of us have the ability to do in our own spiritual, physical strength with these things, or even typing on your computer and making posts. How many of you in the last week have written a whole post and then stood back, looked at it, and said, I better just walk away from my computer right now? I'm not going to be part of the past. I have my political opinions, but that's not what's going to help us right now. I want to read a story. They're just Bible people, but that's okay. You are my friend, and you, many of you, I can see you've stood next to me on the line for the picture guard. Don't disconnect. Listen to this story out of the Bible. And let it encourage you to say, God, I don't know who you are necessarily like this guy does. But give us an answer, God.
Amen.
Help me.
Amen.
Be a part of the answer of America. Every single one of you who are here tonight, if you'll pray, God will listen to you. The story I'm going to read is 2 Kings chapter 8. And this is the story of the king of Syria, and he's going to send the whole army to take out one man and a servant. Now listen to what happens. The servant can't see, and the prayer opens the eye of the servant, and this whole army, is blinded because this man prays, and they can't see that the man they're trying to kill is right in front of them. Same thing for you and I and America right now. Look at the story. 2 Kings 6, verse 8. The king of Syria was making war against Israel. He consulted with servants, saying, the camp will be in such and such a place. And the man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, where did you not pass this place? But Syrians are coming down there. King of Israel sent someone to the place which the man of God had told him, and he warned him, and watchful there, just once or twice. The heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called the servants and said to them, will you not show me which of you is the king of Israel? God was telling the prophet what the king was saying.
Come on.
You might not even believe in prophets right now. You might not. Dan, Stacy, Cindy, glad to have you guys. Brother Dusty, it's good to see you. My glasses reflect off the other monitor, but I got to have lots of stuff up here. God was doing this. You know what? Whether you like your governor or the president right now doesn't matter. Made us see way beyond the surface of this and make some decisions that saves America beyond anything we've ever seen.
Amen.
and my sister's here. It's dangerous when your sister shows up. His sister pull ears. God help us. We're back in 2 Kings chapter 6, and we're down here to 12. One of his servants said, "None, my lord king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom."
I love it.
Well, whatever is behind all this, may God Almighty,
amen,
show our governors and our president the answer that gets so far ahead of this thing, it's over like that.
In the name of Jesus.
You might not believe this. How about you just try God one time? One time. Now, Acts chapter 1, I'm not going to go there because I'll go there later. Acts chapter 1, verse 3, it says that Jesus showed himself to his apostles after his death and resurrection with many infallible proofs. Some of you have never trusted God for anything. Some of you trust God every day. You may not be religious and go to church, but you trust him every day. If there's ever been a time for us to say, "God, show yourself to me how I can understand you," today's the day. Because America needs every one of us as people. Whether you agree with war or you hate war. A million people situation from happening. And their blood cries out to the greatest commander there has ever been, saying, "Deliver our nation from what is going on."
Amen.
Do we honestly think that God can't stop the coronavirus? Have we posted so many posts about it that we've given it more power than God has? Never, 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 never. Just say it with me right now. God, wipe out the virus beyond any doctor, any organization's ability. Simple prayer. God, wipe out the virus beyond anything anyone can imagine right now. If you go to the store in your town, when you drive down the street, what the prophet did. Just say, "Lord, tell me what my city needs," and roll your window down and drive down the street and say, "Peace, joy, health in my city."
Amen.
Because God, who put America together and after all these many years, is still the God that's working right now today.
Still the God that's working.
I don't come to you as anything but your friend and a we the people. I am a we the people, and I'm using anything I got the ability to do. Some of you are like me. All week long, you were watching churches and pastors. Say every one of us got more pastors this weekend than we've had in a long time in our life. When it's all said and done, we got to look and say, "God, help America. I'm a we the people." Pastor's saying, "Well, I don't want to take much of your time." Hold it. We all have hours every day. Stay a little longer, Pastor. Fill up some more of our time. Get the kids to sit down and listen. Maybe they'll be quiet. And then again, maybe they won't. Because we got this time. Let's go back here and read this story. You got to see this story. Verse 13, 2 Kings 6, 13. So he said, "Go and see where he is that I may send and get him." And was told him, saying, "Surely he's in Dothan." 14. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there. And they came by night and surrounded the city. And when a servant of the man of God rose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said, "Oh, my Lord, we're about to get taken out." I mean, what? You got two guys, got the priest and his helper, and a whole army against them? those who are with us are more than those who are with them. You ready? Let's go back to it. If you're in the right ditch and say this is a conspiracy, God's still bigger than that. If you're in the other ditch and you say it's just a virus, well, God's bigger than any virus.
Amen.
Look at what the prophet says. There's more with us. God, see you, Ruth Smith, I see you guys. I know what's going on here so far. Some of you don't pray much, but pray for angels. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you an angel story that happened for me the other day because the enemy came to take my life completely. Wiped me out. I'm serious. Amazing story. You see, Elijah said, there's more with us
than
there is with any enemy out there.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. What if China, Russia, India, all the Arab countries against us at the same time?
Oh, my goodness.
Is there more of them than there's angels in heaven?
My goodness.
No way. But if we're focused on the virus, the enemy has our eye off what we have. That is angels of the Lord around the second. Look at this right here. My children gave it to me. This is a picture of an angel protecting this soldier. Single one of the brothers I have out here and sisters that have ridden with me in the Patriot Guard. Dana, welcome. Glad to have you. We've asked God over and over for the angels of the Lord to surround us and protect us while we're riding. And they did. Do it now. Just say this prayer with me. God of heaven, right now tonight, send your angels to surround our America and deliver us. You go to your church, you go to your pastor. I'm not doing any of that. This isn't pastoring. This is just me saying, come on, we can get together, pastors not alive, and we can read a story of the Bible and say, God, help us. And he'll do it. I'm in 2 Kings. Hold on. I'm going to put this in here. I'm in 2 Kings 6, 8 through 23. Boy, everybody knows where I'm at. You can get your Bible. Some of you haven't got a Bible out. Hey, Brother Leon, glad to have you. Some of you haven't read a Bible in a long time. Have one. Get one. If you don't have one in your house, then download one. I like E-Sword, E-SWRD. It's a great app. It's really good for you. 2 Kings chapter 6, let's look at this. 17, Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord called out from heaven and said, I'm answering none of your prayers because you're... No, see, he didn't say that. He said, open the eyes of the young man, he saw, behold, the mouth full of horses and chariots, fire all around Elisha. We got more with us tonight, helping America right now than we have ever seen or believed ever.
Amen.
People who pray are praying more than they have ever, ever prayed before in their life. Say it with me. God, reveal yourself to me.
God, reveal yourself to me.
He will do it.
He'll do it right now.
Look at this. This is one of the coolest verses in the Bible. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. This is the whole army. Army. Marching on two guys and the prophets strike with blindness. But I want you to see something. Verse 19. Elisha said to them, this is not the way, nor is this the city. I'll bring you to the land whom you seek. And he led them to Samaria. Do you realize these people were blind to see that that was Elisha, but they were, their eyes were open and they could see the march? Say that with me. Whatever enemy is behind us, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. God our Father rebuke that enemy with us. It's either true or it's the biggest lie there's ever been.
Come on.
He either hears our prayers or why are we even doing this? Warren, hey man, glad to see you. Bob, good to see you tonight, buddy. See, God is real. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're going to go to verse 20. So it was when they come to Samaria that Elisha started to open the eyes of these men that they see. Remember, a minute ago he prayed that their eyes couldn't see. Now he prayed their eyes could see. Has God stopped answering these kind of prayers?
No, come on.
No way.
Come on.
We quit praying them.
We quit praying.
Because we're worried about our sin. We're worried about, well, you know, I didn't do good last week. I said some bad words. I wasn't nice to people. You made a post and you didn't delete it. You let it go. I made a post at one of our restaurants last night because we got some really bad service, and God said, just get rid of that and get over yourself. So I did. Look at this. But I'm asking you to listen to what God said in his whole word. This isn't church. I'm not church. This isn't religion. This isn't church. I can ask for an offering. I am we the people saying the blood of every creature that is given their life in this nation is crying out to God, save America. That's you and I who have the voice, cry out, God, save our land. Because not only will he do it, he is doing it right now. Brother Jimmy Squires, Travis, Keith, Dale Rowe, Jimmy Squires, Katie, thank you guys for being here. I haven't seen some of you in a long time. I'm in 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're re-causing the people's eyes to be blind but still see. And we're saying tonight the greatest thing you and I can do is as the United States of America, as we the people. Wait, let me say the words. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, you're going to make me do it, establish justice. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I come to you tonight as they be the people. Like you, folks. Where did my mouth go? I come to you tonight as we people saying, let's gather together. We're in a forum like this, we're saying something. Or every minute of our day when we think about it, just say, God of heaven, you establish this nation. Save us now. We need somebody who has a mustard seed of faith to say, save us, Lord. I'm like you. I've looked at all the posts about the virus and everything else, you know, whatever about all that. And I'm listening to the great posts that you can find out of the Bible. It's the same God who gave us this book. This is the oldest book in the world, folks. Documented proof that it's true. This God is moving right now, and when you ask him, he is going to help you. I tell my story from the other day. Somebody have prayed, I'm not going to pray it all of us.
Now, I want to say something right here. Because this guy, this preacher is making a really strong appeal to people to say, let me get over all this religion stuff and start actually trusting God. Just think about how many miracles that you and I have seen in this group of believers since that night in this prayer and this story. Oh, my Lord, have we seen some miracles. We've seen cold defeated and sickness defeated, disease defeated. We've seen lack go, fear go, confusion go, trauma go. I want to thank you people that are part of this, your closest partner. Thank you for helping this thing work. Look at the testimonies we have in the last 2 years of how God Almighty has moved in this great body of believers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm just out here listening to this program, and awesome program that you're playing. I got to look at the data. I listened to it, and I listened to it, and you told that one story. And man, this is a rerun. I've been here this long on this program because I haven't heard that before. Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Wait, but
the story is just as good today as it was back then. It's awesome. It's information. It's good. And I've copied down the date, and I'm going to find that, and I'm going to share it and share it and share it and share it because it is a message.
And I'll say the link.
Actually, didn't you put the link in the family
group? Okay, I'll do that. I'll I will receive it.
Now, you know what? I think it's awesome, Mary. Not only have you been here long enough, this is a rerun, but look at the growth in your life.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, I got to admit, the other night, it surprised me. You keep saying I've grown, and I don't see that. But the other night, I did. It was amazing. And it still makes me
think about the miracle that we have seen in this group of believers since this message was preached on March 22nd, 2020. That's almost 2 years ago. And COVID was just started. I mean, did you hear what I said about what if Russia and China were together? My Lord, and here they are together. But what difference does it make? It's going to change God. Go ahead.
Awesome message. Send me the link and I will share it. And can you send me just I need to know about Blog Talk Radio because I make posts. I share some things on Facebook. Truck drivers will make comments on my post. And I would like to go back to them with, hey, would you like Talk Radio and put your post in?
Yeah.
I don't have a simple little link.
Yep. And I will, it's actually in the link page on the website. And it's actually in the tonight's share in the family thread. This is already there with all three links, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. It's all right in there. That link's already in the family thread.
I've seen them. Can I copy and paste the link?
Yep.
Yeah.
You don't need to send it to me because I know where they're all at, but I can't copy and paste it. Okay. Works for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Love you. Thanks, man. Don't you just love this, guys? I love it, man. I love this. This is so encouraging to me. Somebody got it at a major restaurant table. Look at there. What's for supper? I can't tell what it is.
I can't either.
All right. Are we ready? We're ready to tell an angel story. Here we go.
All the time. I encourage any of you, every one of you, to begin to pray Psalm 91 because it's a psalm of protection for you. Wow. Eva, Wendy, Paul, Patty, glad to have you guys with us. I want you to pray this prayer because it's a prayer of protection. It's no evil will befall you and no plague will come near your dwelling. Psalm 91. No evil will befall you. It looks like evil is all over America, but if we'll grab that set of verses in Psalm 91, 1 and say, no evil befalls this great nation. The God who wrote this book will work in a place that you and I can't see. I'm on the way back the other day. I was in, my wife and I went to Bismarck over there. Just talking, let's see if I can get to go. And on the way back, we're driving down a plain road here in North Dakota. Hey, Jeff, good to have you, buddy. And here in North Dakota, spatial, what do they call it? Social distancing has been a way of life for a long time, a wide open fields and then a farm every now and then. So social distancing is our way of life. Speed limit 69 miles an hour. We're on a two-lane road. Middle of the afternoon, it's a beautiful, bright, sunny day. We're running along, talking, reading the Bible, talking, praying, asking God for help. Doug Older, good to have you, buddy. I look up, there's five cars coming at me in the other lane, and one of them pulled out to pass. Of course, I'm 100 yards from this guy. I look at my ditch. It's big. It's long. Sloping. I'll be all right. I'm going to go there, but it's my escape route. But I can tell by the trajectory of that vehicle coming at me, he don't know what's going on. He's either asleep or he's on his phone, and he has no idea which direction he is. And so I swerved to the left because I was going to miss him. And when I swerved to the left, he saw me swerve back, and I had no place to go but across the other lane of traffic and into the guy yard. This is happening in 100 yards. I had my cruise set on 79 miles an hour. I jerked the wheel in one lane of traffic. And the shoulder. I was completely stopped, not in the ditch, on the side of the road, all five cars by me. In 100 yards, at 69 miles an hour, the lane is 14 feet wide, shoulders probably 8 feet wide, 69 miles an hour, and 25 feet, I stopped completely and did not go in the ditch. Melissa, wow. All you guys, glad to have you. What are you talking about? I'm saying the same guy that just saved my life, that was designed to kill a bunch of people that day. We were all going 70 miles an hour. The same God that delivered me there and us all there is delivering America. But the lie, remember, you see the title of this, the lie? Why the enemy wants us to believe that God's moving us. John chapter 10, it says that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Just say it with me. You don't get to destroy America. You can't steal America. Say these words out loud. I need some of you to start praying like you've never prayed. Just say it. Steal my America. I am a we the people. Before, what we've made there is, well, if you go to my kids, Baptist, Pentecostal, Charismatic, you know, Nazarene, Jesus-only church, then you can pray. That's religiosity. That's not what this is. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And God's listening to those of you who pray very much at all. He's listening to you more than imagine right now. Terry Johnson, bless you, man. Hi, I've been praying. Dennis and Terry, I've been praying for you guys all day because I know what's happening. And Brother Dennis, we call you healed in Jesus' name. And you live and you do not die.
Wow. He did.
And your heart will heal.
And he did. He lived.
And your heart will heal. Got a lot of Gold Star families down here tonight. Thank you guys for your friendship. Give you in a while. You are never out of my prayers. Never. You're never out of my prayers. You're with me every day. Yeah. Go, Terry. You got me. Beth Christie, Dan Burrows, thank you for being here. What are we doing? We the people right now, as long as you want to stay here with me, are saying, God save America.
God save America.
And reading the story out of 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23, where the prophet caused people who could see with their eyes to be blind so they couldn't destroy him. And we pray that over America. Some of you don't know how to pray. Just pray this with me. Say, Lord, God our Father of America, blind the eyes of anyone trying to destroy us. So their work can no longer go forward.
Their work can no longer go forward.
I don't know why anybody in the United States of America who loves this country wouldn't pray that prayer. And if you love our nation, get out of here. It's just that simple. Say this. God bless
America.
But don't just say it like it's in passing. Ask God to bless America. Amen. For real. I want to read this other verse. Some of you are not used to in a Bible study on Americanism. This first Constitution, I got it right up here, says, we the people, in order to establish a nation, set these things in order. And then it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and they are now by the Creator with certain unlimited rights, with life and the pursuit of happiness. Everyone of you listening to me tonight is a we the people, unless you're not. And you might as well be one or, you know, what you're here for. And we are endowed by our Creator with these rights that make America what we are today. Say it with me again. God, beyond my human understanding, save America. Ready? Say this to me. It's just a simple prayer. Say, God, beyond my governor's understanding. Now say the name of your state. Save North Dakota. Ready? Say this with me. Say, God, beyond President Donald Trump's understanding, save America. See, what you just did is you took all the politics and you got God Almighty now come with his strength, his power, his angels, his ways, and save America. Wow. Ken Miller, welcome. Melinda, welcome. Glad to have you guys. What you got going? I'll say it again because we got some new people. I am we the people of this nation. And I stood against a really bad enemy in this nation at a really difficult time. It was on our shore, and we did it. President Kennedy said, we're not going to stand by and let the undoing of what we have here happen in front of us. All I'm asking you to do as a weak people is to say, God of heaven, help this nation today. Some of you will turn me off because you're afraid this is going to become a religious thing. I'm not sitting here today as a religious man. I'm sitting here today as we the people. I'm sitting here today as a man who loves this nation and who knows that the God of this Bible is as serious about America as what you and I are. And he has not lost the ability to save you and I will call upon his name.
Amen.
I'm like all of you. I have thoroughly enjoyed the funny memes that have come out of this. You think at the end of the day, you're like, on your couch and you just laugh because you're like, this is America. Here we are. Got the north, the south, the east, the west. We got every kind of every shade, every color, every. It's amazing who we are. But if we will be the United States of America, and if we'll stay by the blood of every patriot who has ever given life for this nation, God save America beyond our ability to see with our own human eyes. God's working things you can't see.
Amen.
I said earlier, whether you love the governor or hate him, whether you love the president or hate him, it doesn't matter. You and I better ask God to do something that's way beyond their ability, because now we don't have to bound our houses for 21 days.
21.
I don't want that any more than you do. So, actually, I want you to look at this. Because some of you don't believe God will listen to your prayers. And you have had such a twisted view of religion, you're afraid to pray and talk to God. Saying that, Melissa, I want every one of us to pray right now. Say, everybody just say this simple prayer. God of heaven, however you do it, all of these friends of Linda's, heal their bodies. As I understand the Bible, I understand it this way. Virus, all of you, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Your power is broken in those people's lives. You may not believe it. That's okay. We just ask God to do it, and meet people. No, you don't get that. Healing comes to Linda's family, her friends right now, in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Acts chapter 1. Some of you won't think God's going to hear your prayers, but I encourage you. Please, I beg of you, keep listening to me.
Yeah.
The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Luke wrote the book of Luke, and he wrote the book in which he was taken up after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he chose. Jesus died, was born again, or was raised again, and then went to heaven. Easter's coming. Whether you celebrate or not, just with me and listen. During that period of time when Jesus died, was in the grave and rose again, and then before he ascended to heaven, look what it says in verse 3. To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible, no matter who you are right now. God wants to reveal himself to you in a strong way. I think one of the cool memes I saw the other day was, you see my children knocked out of the house, don't worry about it, we're just practicing for fire drill. That's funny. No. My mom, man, there was five of us. Get out of the house, you run around the house 10 times and scream at the top of your lungs. And we did. Guess what? There was peace in the house again. Oh, my other sister's here now. Some of you have never said, God, show yourself to me.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 1, verse 3 says, God will show himself to you by so many proofs that you say, wow, God showed me something. And from my time right here tonight, you and I are going to see things change in our surroundings, you and your neighbors. In our cities, if you have to go to the store, like evidently letting people still go to stores, roll your window down and pray for God's blessing on everybody that you drive by.
Amen.
You are a we the people. Why wouldn't you do that? I haven't thought about it. I got to keep to myself. I ought to keep quiet. Well, you don't have to yell. Just roll the window down on every person you see. Say, God bless them and keep them healed. I'm going to give you a verse of scripture later that will guarantee if you come to the understanding, you'll never get anywhere. You can't even say, oh, yeah, I can, because of how I live. Some kind of virus has already tried to hit me 3 times this year. Since November? Nope. You don't get to come here. You don't get to come here. But Ella, good to see you. Ella. Doug? See, our challenge is that we want to look at God through religion, through that church down there on that corner, through somebody on TV, good or bad. This book has never failed. 7,000 years of recorded history in this book, and it has never failed one time. Why? Because if you'll quit hearing about that building you're in, you'll talk to God that the building's about. He'll prove himself to you and America right now in a way we ain't never seen before. Excuse my ain'ts, but I'm just from Michigan, so we say ain't a lot. Some of you need to get a big cup of coffee. Wow, thank you. Thank you, Melinda, for saying that. Any of you that have friends that have this virus or any virus, the thing that's opened my eyes beyond anything in this is the number of people who actually died from the flu virus. So I've just been saying, I rebuke all you viruses, God Almighty, your angel, and stop these viruses to the degree that the medical profession has the ability to just have a big sigh of relief and say, wow, we are free. We've got to stay. Like Melinda said, now medical, now the scientists, now the people that can create things that give us strength over, like polio, like all the vaccines you and I, when we were young, you got a mark on your shoulder that says you got a vaccine. Thank God for them. See, there's a God who's behind all of this. I just read you that story, which is one of the coolest stories in your Bible. Because the man of God prayed that his servant's eyes would be open, and he prayed that the army's eyes would be closed, and they weren't closed because they could all march. They didn't know it was them until they got in their enemy's territory. And then God gave great victory. If you keep reading, I got to get back here. Yes, if you keep reading in chapter 6, you'll see the besiege of Samaria. And then you'll see God deliver them the next day. Do you know who he delivered them by the next day? Well, let's see. I'm not going to read it. It's a bad story. You read it. Go home. You are home. You read it. It's a bad story. That's what he was enclosed. They could not get out. They could not get out. But Elisha, tomorrow this time, God's going to give a victory. Is there anybody that would believe with me that tomorrow this time, God will give America a great victory? Anybody want to say to me? If you just type it in. God, tomorrow this time, give America a great victory. Just type it in. What, are we afraid to ask God to really do something for us? We are we the people? We are what this nation is made up of. We are. It's amazing what this nation is made up for. Wow, Trisha Jones, glad you're here. Tammy Pender, glad you're here. Glad you're here. So, I'm now in 2 Kings chapter 7. Look at this. Thank you. 2 Kings chapter 7. Remember, the city's besieged. They can't get in. They're eating camel head or donkey heads and dove dung when you read the story. Look at 2 Kings 7:1. Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Tomorrow about this time, a sheet of flour will be sold for a shekel, and 2 days of butter for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. An officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this be? And the prophet said, in fact, you'll see it with your eyes. You're not going to be able to experience it and enjoy it. Now listen, some of you have never gotten bold yet. Thank you. Every one of you that says, God, tomorrow at this time, give America a miracle. Look at what it says happened. Now there were four of the most amazing warriors ever at the gate of the city. They were lepers, folks. Patriots, these guys that saved this country were lepers. They couldn't even be with their family. They were out of the city, and so you can't be with your family. Why are we sitting here until we die? If we still enter the city, the famine is there. They'll die. If we sit here, we're going to die. Let us go over to the army of the Syrians, and if they keep us alive, we live, and if they kill us, we'll only die. I can hear somebody say, no, you're telling us to get up and march on something. No, no, this is our battle is won right here with these guys in prayer. Every one of you people that just said that, God, tomorrow, at this time, America, victory. Well, what's it going to be, Sammy? I don't know what it is. I just got enough sense to say, God, do something. Can't. I'm sitting in my house, in my apartment, and there's nothing I can do. But this God is doing stuff, and he needs our voice. Look at what happens. They rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. When they came to the outskirts of the city, to their surprise, no one was there. I love how my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barley, preaches this message. If you've never heard him preach it, then you go to his website and buy the message. I smell bacon. It's cool. It's awesome. Verse 6. The Lord caused... 5, 6. The Lord caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots. No, it's four lepers. Leprosy was horrible, man. They lost limbs. Their eyes, you know, fell out, bit a hole in their face. These guys were in horrible shape. And yet these lepers are not in enemy hands. Just to get some food. 6. The Lord caused the army of everything against America to hear the noise of chariots, the noise of horses, the noise of the army. They said to one another, the king of Israel, wait, the God of America hired somebody to come against what's attacking America. Come of the spirit. If those of you that know God, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood here. We're wrestling against a principality and a power. And the only way you and I have any ability to change that is that we call on God and he does the work. Jesus said when they questioned him, he said, it's the Father in me that's doing this work. Quit being religious and you'll quit being denominational and you'll figure out who this God is. Life will change and you'll be a very valuable asset in your denomination. That's what I mean. Let's say it again. Support your local church. Help your local pastor. Help him string something to his people. Encourage him to do it every day. People are sitting at home doing nothing. They need to hear the pastor's voice. Let's keep reading. Before they arose, 2 Kings 7:7, and at twilight, and left the camp intact, their tent, their horses, their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. What's coming at them? An army of four lepers, Debbie Abraham, Rich Havilland, Randy Kidman, Jeff Nowak. Hey, Jeff, I'm out here where you are, brother. Beth, come on. Thank you guys for joining. Verse 8. And when these lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went to one tent, ate and drank, carried away from its silver, golden building. They went and hid them. These guys were like, whoa, this is heyday. Easily, but let everybody stop here. They came back and said, not doing right because God's given us a victory. I want you to say it again with me. This time tomorrow, God, give us an answer, a victory, a miracle for America. Say it. This time tomorrow. You're really bold. The righteous are as bold as a lion. You think I can make something happen? I can make nothing happen. Any more than you can. But all of our faith, we got 19 of us right now on here. One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000, and God doesn't give us the third part of that equation because it is exponential number. Dan Rankowski. Oh, no. Now I have three sisters on with me. All you guys pray. That's the worst thing in the world. Amen. When they came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tape. All right, I'm on nine. And they said, let's go tell the king. Now, let me just say this. I am here tonight as a we the people. Patriot that has ever given their life. I wear this cap every day. This is in honor of Chief Petty Officer Jason Freewell, his life and Navy SEAL. I helped dedicate a memorial to him. I wear every day so that anybody that asks me, I say, wait, there's a man right here. He gave his life believing in this country. The blood of every patriot cries out today, God Almighty, save the America I gave my life for. And you and I, as we the people, got to get busy because we're up to the ones. Abraham Lincoln said, help us the living to be dedicated to the same freedom which these are so nobly. Help do our part. Our part right now is to say, God Almighty, give us a miracle this time tomorrow that America can look and say, wow, we got a victory. We're going to be close. We know God. We know God. If you don't know him, start talking to him. He wants you to talk to him. Yeah. I'm not right with God. I got to get my hat right here. I might not be right with God. You're never going to be right with God unless you use Jesus' righteousness. You're never going to be right with God if you don't use Jesus' righteousness. And guess what? As soon as you use his righteousness, you can be right with God. Wait, I'm not here to do your ecclesiastical, biblical lesson, except we the people believe in our nation. Side of the road, Your Honor. You best be praying for that governor to do something that goes way beyond their ability to help your state make it. We better put all politics aside right now. And we better call on the greatest force that has ever been, and that is the force that has helped America stand. There's an 11-minute video on YouTube that you should go watch about the national anthem if you've never watched it. And how Francis Scott Key wrote Star Spangled Banner. And the whole fleet from England came and they focused themselves on that one fort and said, we're gonna take you out tonight. And Francis Scott Key was on that ship and he was saying, people underneath in the belly of the ship were saying, is the flag still there? And he said, the flag is still there, the flag is still there, the flag is still there. It doesn't matter what the rest of the world looks at, sees, or says, or does. We the people cannot be defeated if we'll call on the God who helped this get to this point where we are today. What did Benjamin Franklin say? Any nation who's come to this point, I'm going to mess it up, but somebody grab that quote and put it over here in the comments for me. You can't make it this far without God's help, and we won't make it in the future without God's help. Not the Baptists, not this, not the Catholics, not the Presbyterians, without God. Get out of your religious persuasion and say, God of America, save us today. Well, look at this one. I got a reading. thing, you go on verse 12 of Kings, like, well, I don't know. Let's not trust these guys. And one of the servants, 13, said, this is saying 7:13, he said, oh, please, a few men, King. Please, we're hungry here. Maybe there's something going on. We don't know. The remaining horses. And they went. Verse 15, they went after them to the Jordan, and indeed the road was full of garments and weapons. May the enemy come against America to do this to us. Our enemy, the devil, have himself run naked. Read it. Running naked, afraid of our God. And the victory that comes to America be so amazing and so strong and so filled with we the people stand strong together that the rest of the world stands and shakes their head and this evil goes around the world and is no longer in our great land. We hold these have lots of time. Those of you men who told your wife, I'm going to get to it, I'm going to get to it, I'm going to get to it, I'm going to get to it. She's asking you to. Just tell her, wait. You know, Brother Samuel last night, he was talking to her saying, we need to study the founding documents. I need to study that right now. I'll fix the toilet later. Gage, good to see you. Tina, Teresa, Justin, glad you guys are here. See, if you know what founding documents are, you forget who we are. So I'm going to read it right now because I need to. Just give me a second if I can get this mouse to get on the right screen. I want to read this to you because it's one of the greatest quotes that has ever happened from one of our presidents. And I think it really helped us. Where to go. There it is. This is from President John F. Kennedy. The world is very different now. For man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man came not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. Please don't hang up just because I'm reading something from Kennedy if you didn't like him. Let's be Americans here. Let's be bigger than this. He continues, we dare not forget today that we are heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that has been passed to a new generations of America, and you me. The best experience I ever had was in a movie theater with a World War II vet that grabbed me right by my shirt collar and said, hey, this election is one of the most important I have ever seen. And he shook. He's got a pain, and he's shaking me in the theater. I'm the man who fought for it. Look at what he said. Let the word go forth from this time to friend and foe alike. That the torch of liberty has been passed to a new generation of Americans. Born in this century, we would say nation, tempered by war, disciplined by hard and bitter peace. Our own young men have died. I mean, there's like 8 Gold Star families on here tonight who have lost a loved one in the last war. And we honor you tonight. I don't say this about those who lost their life disrespectfully. I say it the greatest of respect. Look at what he said. Proud of our ancient heritage, unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of these human rights to which the nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today, said at home and around the world. Let every nation know whether it wishes us well or ill, that we the people will pay any price for any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend and oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty. What is all that, Brother Daniel? It's this. You and I are in a place in American history. We have to stand up and be we the people. And we got to call on the God who made this come to. You may not believe, I believe hear your prayer. But I challenge you, if you pray, he is listening to your prayer. True story, God's holy word, how God showed up to an earthly situation like America is in. Like America is in. God, thank you, Kim. God is showing up in America, but we got to quit posting all this stuff about the disease and start posting, our trust is in you, Lord. He is bigger than this. He's a name above every name. And I know some of you are going to say, well, you're just being religious. No, I ain't being religious. I'm the least religious person you know. You believe in God with all of my heart, soul, my strength. It's the greatest book you'll ever find, right? Full of stuff. Yeah, you tell my Bible news. It's just full of stuff. See, I listen to President Trump, and I listen to our governors, and I look at the, I look on their face, and I, if once you get that, I wanna read that statement once you get that. Bonnie Mae, glad to have you. If there's ever been a time we get past our politics, past our religious persuasion, and just get to being Americans who believe in God, who established this great nation, it is now. It is right now. It is right now. None of us. You look at your governor's face when they're talking. You look at President Trump's face. They're doing their best to be bold leaders right now. But anybody who understands humans at all can look at that face and say, there's a serious battle going on here. And we, the people, can support those peoples, those leaders, with our prayers and see God things that leader has no ability to do in his own strength except for long periods of time. My friends in Michigan, you guys, 21 days. I got to speak the right words. I'm talking about speaking faith. May God help you. I live in Antarctica, you know. We got social distancing down there. This is the way of life up here. May God help us. May God help us. I've stood at the memorial service at so many fallen troops. This young man, this young lady believed. Oh, they believed in me. And now their family is paid as President Lincoln said, it laid on that altar the most precious price of freedom that there is. Because we believe in this nation. We believe in who we are as America. We are a good people. Good God. Not your religion, not mine. I have a pastor. I have a church. I lead religious leaders I follow and I listen to and I help them do what they do. That's not what this is about tonight. I beg of you, get and stay connected to your local church. If there's ever a time your local church needs you, they need you now. People not going to work, not making any more money. Can you make it? Pray for them. That's why tonight I just, you know what, I'm going live. If you want to listen to me, I'm live. If we people got to get ourselves ourselves of enemy, which is the devil. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come to give us life, life more abundantly. God of life, give us life. Want to say it with me? Coronavirus and every other virus. When I saw that 3,000 people a day die from tuberculosis, I thought, my goodness sakes, where have I been? That I don't know any more about this than I'm cursing that thing every day in the name of Jesus. 3,000 people a day around the world? It's a lot of people. A personal story tonight, myself. About how God this week, using this book and the principle of Psalm 91, saved my life from being wiped off the face of this earth in a car accident. There's no human way you can go from 69 miles an hour across a lane of traffic into a shoulder, stopping 22 feet, and do it all while there's cars coming at you that are going 70 miles an hour, 100 yards. That's possible. It is proof that there is a force. There is a force beyond you and me that's bigger than anything. That's bigger than anything. God save this nation. This time tomorrow, the number 22 of us have asked you to do something amazing for this nation. Thank you, Jeannie, for joining us. God bless you and Ben. God, we ask you, as we the people, save our nation. Save our nation. And do it biblical stuff. May we have, we will have a testimony. We will have a story to tell our children. We'll go in about 2020. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, I hope that from tonight, that we start just from this group of people right here. Get your friends together and do a live broadcast where you're just all talking to each other. Some of you have ever found Blog Talk Radio. It's a great place that you can communicate and have a whole bunch of people on at the same time communicating. We don't have to submit to the enemy. And we don't. Want to say it to me? Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we, the people, will pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty. This much we pledge. And more. We the people of the United States of America. I'm going to post down here. I can figure out where my mouse went. I'm going to post. All right. Well, there we go. All right. If I can do this. I made a video on the Capitol steps the other day here in North Dakota. I received communion when I was there. Where am I at? Jesus, help me. And I recorded it. And you may want to watch it again if you want. Aubrey, thanks for joining with us. I haven't seen you in a while. Pray for you guys often. Where in the book of Exodus, it talks about God said to the children of Israel, destruction coming tonight. How to get in your house. And here's the Passover. And here's how you get protected. Well, on the Capitol steps here in North Dakota, that's the House, that's the Senate, and it's the governor's office. And scripture in Exodus chapter 12 said, but when I see the blood, I'll pass over. Well, you and I today know that as communion. And so in that video, I received communion in the Capitol steps, and I speak some very specific Psalms, 62. 91, 1-3, as a way of declaring my faith, just me, saying, God, our governor, Governor Doug Burgum, this can't be anything. Help, whisper, help we the people to be intelligent and not spread it. If someone spreads beyond us, we rebuke them and we ask you, Father, take that enemy out so that we now have our victory here. Australia, man. That's awesome, brother. Thank you. What time is it in Australia? Amazing. See, our problem is, if you listen to everybody else, don't forget that we, the people, are the ones that are doing this work. And no different than God answering the prayer for those four lepers, guys. Nobody on here tonight is a leper. We're all in better shape than what the four lepers in 2 chapter 6 saved their whole nation of us are. And it's just because they said, wait a minute, I'm going to do what I can do. So I'm going to be done in a minute. I think Brother Ken can find that, but the last time I looked for it, I looked a long time. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin, and made some kind of statement that this nation didn't start without God. It's not going to continue without God. And it had something to do with God sees a sparrow fall. I encourage you to be a we the people. If you're a pastor listening tonight, wow, help your people. Reach out to them every day, please. We need you. Those of you, maybe you've not been to your church, your synagogue, you know, whatever you call the building, you go, maybe you've been there a while. You can't go now. Find a way to help them reach. There's nobody there that can. And you get online and find someone that you believe in. If you need some, if you want me, I'll tell you who I believe in, but I'm not doing that here tonight. That's my place. My place tonight is to call you and I, as citizens of this nation, to stand boldly. Okay, I'm going to do one verse, or one set of verses. I try not to go too long, but I guess like everybody else, what are you going to do? You're going to stay at home? Listen to these verses right now in the context of America. Listen to this in the context of America. All right, this isn't Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Charismatic. This ain't nothing. This is the context of America. He who dwells in Psalm 91, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's God. I will say of the Lord, fortress, my God. In him I will trust. In him I'll trust. You got to do all the basics of life, but our trust is in God. Help something bigger than us to happen. Look at 3. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. I remember several times I was right at the Patriot Guard when I was the state captain. We had 100 bikes, 150 bikes. Something would go on the road, and there was no way humanly they came out with nobody getting hurt. We put our faith to God who was empowering us to go and stand for these families would all keep us safe and protected. Tens of millions of miles ridden on motorcycles in this crazy weather. But we stood on this sun. It's verse 4, Psalm 91:4, the truth shall be your shield and buckler. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Look at this. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. This is America right now. Want to say it? I will not be afraid of this pestilence. The destruction that lays waste at day and will not come near you, only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. Because, verse 9, because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling. Look at this says, no evil shall befall you. Well, it's already pretty evil out here. Yeah, it is. But you know what? We better start standing up and saying, God, you said no evil would befall us. No plague would come near your dwelling. There's your opportunity. No plague is going to come near my dwelling. How can you be that confident? Because I read this book. And this God saved me from death this week. That's why I'm confident. Crossed a lane of traffic, 6 cars, 70 miles an hour, 22 feet, whatever it is. I'm completely in anybody's yard, nothing wrong. They drive away and I get back on the road like nothing happens. God of this book saved Samuel Cotton's life again. Look at 11. He'll give his angels charge over you. Give your angels charge over America, Father. Keep me in all our ways. In their hands, they'll bear us up so we don't dash our foot against a stone. Put on a lion, the core of the young lion, serpent, you'll trample underfoot. Because he set his love upon me, this is God talking. I will deliver him. Because he's known my name. He'll call on him. I will answer him. God just said it. I will answer you. So he heard my prayer. He is answering me in trouble. I'll deliver him. I'll honor him with long life. I will satisfy him. Show him my salvation. Okay. All right. I got to give you this other verse. I told you I would. But then I got to be done. I'm not trying to just run off, but all right, Gwen Sweeney, glad you're here. Michael Murphy, the gardener. Wow. Thanks for being here, Glenda. It's amazing. Okay, this is a We the People night. For those of you that are just joining us, probably going to want to go back and listen to the beginning because this isn't any religious organization that's talking tonight. I'm here as a We the People who stood very specifically to defend the nation. I'm not going to see the undoing of it. I watch for that. I got a computer and Facebook and I can do this. Some of you really want to trust God. Here's one verse of scripture that you can meditate in. It'll take you to many other verses. This one verse of scripture, when you get it, you'll never have to be sick another day of your life. Now, I know that stretches way, way, way many of you, but listen to me. Just listen to this. Say it to me. The God of this book is either real or he isn't. He is. I just gave a testimony. Saved my life this week from death. This God did. Look at verse Romans 11. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and it is possible for it to happen, spirit who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. Now, some of you, it's a big stretch, but listen to it. I want you to just get your Bible out and start studying that verse. Jesus said in his prayer for the disciples on the Last Supper, John 14, 15, 16, and 17, that prayer, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were going to live inside of us. That's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. If it raised Jesus from the dead, it's got to give life to our body. Because that's what the Word of God says. You tell me all the stories, all the people you know that died. I know. I don't know how to answer that. I just know how to stand on this verse. Some kind of virus has attacked me 3 times since November. But I stand on this verse every single day. Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. Obviously, God has the ability to make that spirit live on the inside of me. And this is the verse I've stood on. And symptoms have left me every single time. And here I am in health. I've lived in health my whole life. Now listen, it's a deep study. Some of you have never taken your Bible and actually studied it, right? It's okay. If you want to study with me, I have a Blog Talk Radio show you can hook up to. Sam Cottle found something he could do to encourage his friends, you guys are my friends, to do something in your community to make the people strong. The United States of America, north and south, east, west, rich and poor, young and old, tall, short, fat and skinny. It don't matter. I live in the most diverse community in the nation, probably, because you can't believe how many people live here from all kinds of nations of the world live here. It ain't written by accident. It ain't written by accident. And we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal and are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And those rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We don't get our rights from any man, come from God Almighty. And when we'll stick to that, then we can pick this up and not a religious man. It's now the way of life. Now our answer. It's now our future. It's now our hope. It's now what demolishes the enemy that's in front of us. God bless you, Connie. For you all the time, man. Dennis. Ken. Had stage 4 lung cancer, is now considered no of a disease. Explain that, oh God, information. But I can tell you, everybody here can tell these stories. Thank you, Ken, for saying that. Day after day after day after day after day after day, because these stories are so, so, so very many. Why? Because there's somebody that looks to heaven and say, God, beyond my ability to do something, I put trust in you and say, do something. Heal me. Heal our hand. Forgive us of our sin and heal our hand. Some of you are like, yeah, but I'm one of the sinners. Wait. Real simple. John chapter 1 says, to as many as receive him, to them he gives the power to be a child of God. That's no religion, folks. That ain't everybody seen him. They're standing in the corner and they're going to hell. That ain't that. It's just you saying, God, I receive you in my life. I receive your son, Jesus, in my life. You want to say it? I receive you, Jesus, in my life. Had him in the car with me the other day, and we prayed that prayer. Everything's a mess. I'm like, all right, let's get fixed. Let's pray this prayer. As soon as he said, I receive you in my life, damn, a smile came to his face. I'm like, wow. But let's take it one step further. Let's get you filled with the Holy Spirit. He goes, wow, what's that? I said, well, Jesus said he's more willing to fill you with the Holy Spirit than you are to ask, so it must be important. So let's ask, Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Bam, filled, just like that, because Jesus said he's more willing to do it than you are to ask. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 can happen, and there are no sickness that can stay in you or anyone else, not inside of the same Spirit of Jesus from the devil. It's not religion. It's not Christianity. Although we got to have a church, you need a pastor, you got to have a place to call home. You need to pick this book up and say, God, that crazy biker, man, I better figure out what this is. You need to. It's the most wonderful thing that will ever happen to you. And then you lose all your weirdness and you're cool like me. All right. I got to go. Next time I come back, I might just be down there spinning YouTubes. I encourage every one of you that's listening tonight, start asking God, hey, what can I do to make a difference? Nobody else for a while. How about you, man? I got three sisters and a brother-in-law listening. I'm in trouble. My mom. No, let's keep it simple. Let's keep God in the center of this thing. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he don't get to. Unless we let him. Jesus come that we might have life and have more abundantly. Speak it. Speak life. Everywhere you go, speak life. Power of life and death is in our tongue, so let's take life. Find a way to help neighbors. And some of you don't know how to do it, so turn on Tim the Tool Man on YouTube and watch it. I'll show you social distancing with him and who's the guy across the Wilson. Wilson. Sit in your front yard. Have your neighbor set his 20 feet away. There ain't nobody going to get an house there. Don't let this keep you from being human. And you can do it without spreading the disease. And we are right now. If you've never been born again, say this with me. Jesus, I receive you in my life right now. Just like that. In John chapter 1, you give me the power. Be a child of God. I'll live for you every day. That was difficult, wasn't it? I've done it outside the road. I've done it in truck stops. I've done it in groups of bikers and in groups of tough thing you saw. Took communion in a bar on January 2nd. People, amen, folks. He wants to be really big, really, 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 really big right now. Some of you haven't heard this, there's some great stories. I told a testimony how God saved my life this week from death. And I encourage you to help those around you in Jesus' name. Well, did you ever find that, Ken? I didn't either. Somebody will find it. We'll post it on one of our Facebook pages. Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's all I got today. Every one of you, everybody that's on here, you're somebody in my life. Jordan, thank you for showing up. Watch the whole thing. Put your comments in there. Thank you for being my friends, most of all. Thank you for being we people. Bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Anointed to the bone. Fearless in Jesus' name. Till I see you again, all you blessed.
We hope you guys enjoyed that. That was fun for us to
look
back and wow, what a message.
I am in awe. Here we are, 2 years later. Thank you for helping us do this and be so faithful to it.
Yeah.
Every one of you that was there that night, wow. I say, why are you so moved, Pastor? If you knew the battles I've fought in my life since that, and to think we have a video like this that we can use and share, and wow. Wow. I'm enough. No, I'm not enough myself. You don't have nothing to do with me. Just disturbing. Looking at this all night long. And right now our YouTube page is at 99 subscribers. If any of you not subscribed to the YouTube page, go to it so that tonight we can break 100. I know you want to see something.
I said I've never watched anything that I've been so...
You'll have to mute your TV in the background or that will give us feedback.
Oh, I got you on there. Well, I want to mute me for a minute because.
All right, that's it. Just come back when you get it.
So, where'd it go? Oh, there it goes. Okay. Bye. I was mesmerized by the whole thing. I felt very spirit, very young. And I can't believe it was your first message. And took me in. I know it took everybody else, and I just hope that everybody shared it with a lot of people. I don't know if they watched it or not. I didn't realize, you know, your message could be so powerful. And I just really blessed me. And I just want you to know that.
And I thank you for what you posted in there. I look at my life at that point in 2020. And I had and people like you guys, and it's you. You believe me. And I believe in you. And look at what we, the children of God, testimony of healing. That one young man brought back from the dead, from COVID, brought back from the dead. Ben brought back from the dead. I mean, literally told us of an out-of-body experience where he saw himself. But it's not me. It's because you and I together are going to grab this book and say, don't put too much up in the front leaf. That's what we're going to say. We're going to say, you've got to be the same God for Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Paul, Peter, and be that God for me too. Show them how, because I'll believe like those men believe. And you know what? We've done it. And you ain't seen nothing yet. What God's getting ready to do with this is not getting ready to launch to another level in the kingdom that any one of us knows anything about. We've seen it in other people, but ain't been on one of us there yet. But I got to tell you right now, we're going and we're taking that next step up, and we're taking everybody who wants to go with us, and we are changing this nation, and we are changing this world in a way. I think one of the most amazing things to me is somehow God has helped us on the exact same message since that first night to today. Because what are we teaching different than we said that night? Nothing. That night is a perfect example of everything that you and I believe. Matter of fact, I don't know if you guys remember, but I sat on there. I said, good to see you, Brother Dennis, Terry, and then I got all choked up. They're old star mom and dad. And I was honored to be their pastor. I don't know what they called me, but when their son was killed in action, I made sure they had a perfect honor deal for them and got them a good ride cap and blessed their family. And then they invited me to lead their annual ride every year in honor of Joe. And they raised money and gave a scholarship. And to this day, I carry Joe's coin in my pocket. It's got his name on it. Now listen to the story. Said, in memory of our honored fallen sons and daughters. And it's got his name. And I was in Brighton, Michigan for the families of the fallen. And his mom, Joe's mom, Terry, come up and said, preacher, I've been looking for you. Where you been? She's hard at it, Terry. She goes, I know. She He said, I've been looking for you for 6 months. I've been carrying this coin in my pocket. You carry this. It's an honor show to carry that coin in honor of his life. For 7 years, I led their ride. We started Great Lakes Cemetery, and we'd ride down and go to a bunch of bars and different things. In this video, I said, Dennis, you will live and not die, and your heart will be healed. Dennis and Terry both caught COVID. He's in heaven. And Dennis survived. He prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. That's one of our victories. She's over on the other side now. We're praying for Brother Dennis every day. What's the point of what you're saying? The real group of believers I've ever met in my life. And we're not playing games. Friend, I needed you guys help the other day, and different ones of you said, call me, I'll pray. Call me, I'll talk to you. Mary, talk to her.
Amen.
Mary's a wonderful lady, isn't she, Princess?
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
And that's what this is about. Francetta showed up here in October. We just been fighting battle, helping her win. Look at where she's at. Totally off on meds. That ain't me. What can I do? I can't do nothing. I can just pull this Bible out and say, the same God. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you and me. Oh, now, friends, you shared this video about tonight. There's been 10 people who viewed it today. There was zero views on this video because I only uploaded it to YouTube today, and I'm the only one that watched it before the program started. So. Obviously, whoever you shared it with came and saw it, because all you guys weren't going to look at the video.
I put it on Facebook, and then I go down the line and
share. That's how I do it.
That's
how I do it. And so, obviously, there's people that have been watching it. Now, we got to come to a close, receive communion, and keep moving here. All right.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, so.
Okay. What you said on the video, and we're not religions, we're people. And that God is with us. You know, and that we should, like you said, your governor, there's no mess in between. Like, you look in the world and, you know, it just seems like there's divided. And that really touched me on this. Never really thought about it, you know what I mean? Things that, about President Kennedy's speech, you about it, and Ray said, oh, no, wait a minute. You know, President Kennedy was a great man. And that drawing lines, and none of us should ever do that.
Amen, Francis.
And that's what they totally wanted us to do, was to draw lines.
Yeah.
And that's what the whole thing is about, is dividing us and drawing lines and separating us. There's no racism in America,
no. Except
in the hands of the politicians and the news media who tell us there's racism. Hey, racism, go join the military. Get in Kylie from every race, religion, creed, stand laying there next to each other in the foxhole. And there ain't a one of them saying, well, you're black, you're white, I'm not going to be a part of you. That ain't happening. That's just not happening. And so, thank you, Princetta, for saying that. I got me preaching just like that. Look at that. You just plucked the thing and off I went. All right, I'll be back. I'll back down now and let Francetta talk again. Everybody just stick around.
No, it's the mail. Talk. found the verse about the sparrow for you.
Yes, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you for putting that in there.
But I, now, Reckon, you know a lot of quotes and people that quote. Maybe you can find it.
Got it. I found it. I found it. Hang on just a second. I'm getting ready to read it to you.
It took
you
2 years.
It took me 2 years, but I just found it. Now I'm going to move it to where I don't lose it any longer, okay? All right. You're going to move right now to this page where I need it, just like this. And there it is. The truth to be self-evident. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. All of us who are engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of superintending providence in our favor. To that kind providence, we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. Now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? This is Benjamin Franklin. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God guides, governs in the affairs of man, and if a sparrow cannot fall to ground without his notice, it is probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. Benjamin Franklin to his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention. On a side note, he said, there is no word for coincidence or luck in the Hebrew language. It's divine guidance and providence. There's no word for luck. I found my quote. Thank you, Brother Ken. I call you blood. Jesus, my name. All right. Sister Francis said something. Do any of the rest of you have something that you want to say? Better let everybody have a chance to say. I got to be fair, don't I?
Yeah.
Don't be like Francis said, and I interviewed the whole encyclopedia to use the abbreviation. Thank you, Phyllis. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our prayer partner.
Amen.
I can tell you something. I can live a lot of ways. I don't ever want to live without you guys first.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else? Gotta stay very focused on where we're at or we'll move along. But it's all right.
I think we got here perfect, Kathy.
I will have a host. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say that I think you guys are just calling some of my little guests. And I know I listened to him part of what you were talking, so I didn't know him last year. I will re-listen to the whole thing. And I think I'm already glad to listen to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Were there that first night, Audrey?
No, I didn't know that I was there. Yeah.
Because I actually acknowledged you, and you were my only friend named Audrey that I know of, so you were there the first night. You signed in for a minute with us.
For a minute?
Who I knows how long you were there, but thank you.
I was wondering when I started listening to you guys.
You were there, and thank you for that. Thanks for being a friend.
I wish I could be all of them.
I'll tell you, Ari and Tony and I did a whole lot of Patriot Guard missions together. There was a day we were in, who knows, somewhere Grand Rapids area. We were on the Freedom Run. We were at one stop, and I had to make a prayer closet just like this. And we're all together. You guys will be able to have a bag of prayer claws. And I went up to Audrey and I said, Audrey, I feel like I'm supposed to give you a prayer cloth. And we talked, and I think Tony was having a problem with his heart then. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And that was probably when, 2012?
He had a Honda Gold Houston. Yeah, was it black or purple blue?
I don't remember.
Oh, wait, what year? 2012? That was when the Batman, the black one, looks like Batman's motorcycle.
Everybody just pause for a minute. I'm going to look like I'm staring at the screen, and I might not be with you, but all of a sudden, had a whole bunch of spammers show up that... think they want to mess up our good program we got going, and so all y'all just get to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, Sunday. You all need Jesus. Repent and let Jesus fill you with his Holy Spirit. Get him, Sunday. Get him. Rebecca Smith, we love you too. Well, glad to have you with us tonight. Don't worry. It's Saturday night. What are you going to do? You can just go to sleep. Well, that's all right. I'll just sit here and we'll close. We'll have communion. We'll close. And I'll just keep blocking all y'all. And it don't matter. We'll just block you. And you'll just be blocked. It don't matter to me if I have 8 million people blocked. We'll just keep blocking you because we love all y'all. And as a matter of fact, thank you for giving me clicks on my program. I appreciate you showing up. You're giving me clicks. And the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit's getting on you because you're coming to my page. And God Almighty is going to meet you in your bedroom. Just say yes, sir, like Saul did when he was laying in the dirt on the road to Damascus. Just say yes. All you got to do is say yes. And he'll fill you, just like Sister Sunday said to you right there. And let Jesus fill you with his Holy Spirit. Let's receive our communion and be done. And then I'm gonna keep playing messages from our beginning throughout this next week. Every night we'll have a 90-second lady jump because I think it's just funny. I love it. And one night we're going to play the message where Sister Kathy Angaroni came the first time, and we literally rolled off our chair on the floor laughing because of everything that went on. We're going to play that video for you and study that again. And I thank you for being here and being a part of this. Father, in Jesus' name, may we be able to take this YouTube video, spread it around this world, this nation, and transform people's lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, help us, help us, help us, help us, help us, help us. And bless every person who's a part of us here tonight. Every communion. Mel's wicked family turned their ways, and we the people of the community of faith say, every one of these wicked people who are coming on our program, may the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus and the power of the holy name of Jesus transform their lives forever.
Amen.
May the angels of God show up in their room and say, I don't mess with my kids any longer. Jesus, their name. You know, when we start being perverse on purpose in a church meeting, that's pretty close to blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. And here's a revelation for all of you spammers that show up. It'd be a horrible thing to make a statement like that and end up straight in hell in a matter of a few minutes. Father, help us in Jesus' mighty name. I don't hate nobody. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Let's get right back to what we always do, because this is who we are. I received from the Lord that which I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat, this is my body, in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? Because verse 31 says, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love, God's perfect love, has been perfected in you and me in this, that we might have boldness the day of judgment. Why? Because we've already judged ourselves. Woohoo! And as he is, Jesus said, so are we the body in this world. Verse 18, perfect love casts out all fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? Because we are made perfect in God's love and Jesus' mighty name. If you came here tonight during communion to mock God, let me read verse 27. Therefore, whoever eats this or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And not he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, the only person that's got to worry about this, that is those that's showing mocking. And that's really close to the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. I encourage you, turn from your wicked ways before it's too late for you. He's a God of love, but he's also a God of wrath against those who hate him. Turn from your ways. Now, everybody else, those of you that are here saying, man, Pastor, you guys got something I want. You're right, you. His name is Jesus. Pray this prayer of salvation, and you'll be right with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
According to
John. And John chapter 1.
In John chapter 1.
When I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. And I will not perish.
I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe
in you. Jesus, I believe in you.
I believe you are the Son of God.
I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
You rose again on the third day.
To give me life.
To give me life.
Put your hands out and say, I receive
life right now.
In all of your ways.
In
every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your
righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody. Say this, fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I listen out.
So I
understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray my heavenly language.
My heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live successful.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' name.
I pray it in Jesus' mighty
name. Amen. And amen. Amen. I welcome you to the family of God. You say, Pastor, I'm pretty sure you're saying, Pastor, what's going on the inside of me? Because anytime you pray this prayer, who's going to go on the inside of you? Well, you just went from darkness to light. You just went from fear to faith. You just went from sin to righteousness. Why? Because Jesus, the author and the finisher of the faith, just came inside of you. Jesus, the Lord of the world, just came and lived on the inside of you. Jesus, the perfect example of righteousness, just made you into his righteousness. How cool is that? And now you get to live above sin. The Father looked at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. And now you're one of us. And you're an heir of God, literally. And a joint heir with Jesus, Romans chapter 8, verse 11 through 17. Literally are an heir of God. Like, you not only got a name change, you got a DNA change, and his seed is now in you. It's going to take a while to understand it. That's why you got this group of discipling believers right here on this page right now. Jesus, my name. Put my email address and website in so you can get in contact. This is the first day of your new life as a believer. People say this is all you got to do. Oh, this is the first step. From now, we make a disciple out of you and teach you the ways of God. And it's a good group of people. We got our stuff together. I'll help you. We got a lot of videos that you can sit down and see at your own time, and it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you just prayed the prayer for the first time, go to your kitchen, get you a glass of water, glass of grape juice if you got it, get you a piece of bread or cracker, cheese it, and let's receive our communion elements together. You might say, Pastor, I've never seen anybody do it this way before. Well, I got a really cool thing I can tell you. I've seen anybody do it this way before until we started this program and God said, do it this way. Well, I don't have an agenda. I don't have a mission except you. So here we are doing it this way. And how many times have you taken communion this way? Here we go. Pray. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded. For
my transgression.
For my.
You were bruised
for
my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement of my peace.
The chastisement of my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
Healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and
nothing
my
emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every
joint
supplying
in my body,
in my body,
from your broken body, Jesus,
from your broken body, Jesus,
in the body of Christ and my community,
in my community,
right here in this community.
I
pray this, Jesus, my thing.
Pray this in Jesus, my name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you. Hey, you know, you guys are supposed to be saying this with us. What is that all about? And now we'll get all the help for all of our Zooms. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
Jesus. I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
away. And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood.
Jesus. Come boldly,
come boldly
to the throne room of grace,
where
I find grace, mercy, and help. For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
and
Jesus.
The word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over.
Every plague has to pass over.
It cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my
family. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robe made white.
My robe is made white.
I will always be.
I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot.
In Jesus. Mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive his bloodshed. That's better. That last bottle was getting fermented.
Was.
Let's sing our Blood of Jesus song. What can wash away my sin but the blood of Jesus? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the blood and makes me white as snow. Father, God, I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Goes through all the speakers, that's all.
It's called a lag.
from our dear friend, Mr. Phyllis, who's been in the lag a few times, but she's always survived. Hello, guys. There you go. Hi, Audrey.
What are you doing?
Say again.
Did you hang up on me?
I did not hang up on you.
Oh, hang up and leave because whenever I was to be back finally, I was telling you so. Some of my love now because I've been loving the thing that I always do.
Okay. Well, we're going to be pretty much done here because we've been on there for quite a while now, about 3 hours or something. How long have we been on here? 3.5 hours.
I could have considered on the test point or here.
Here too?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, not a problem. Love
you. Love
you,
Audrey.
Love you guys.
It's so cool that you were on the first program. Yeah. It was so fun. I wish you would have been here to see.
All right, anybody else got anything that you're just burning inside your heart to say? Because now's the time to say it.
I do.
Go ahead.
I think that the first, so anointed, it blew me away.
Yeah.
Any awful, awesome study where they're so anointed within the glory call. You know, and that's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And it just tickled me to think that our hearts are all knitted together.
Yeah.
We're band together for life.
Amen.
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 Hey, it's
nice when you're all there. Just the TV overpowers you.
Yeah, that's all. When the TV's in the background, just makes it gets a warp going of echo. It's all right. We love having you guys here. Any of you, like, I couldn't see you for a while tonight. And if you guys are ever over there, and that diversity begins to come on the screen, like was on there tonight.
Well,
make sure you get in contact with me because it doesn't take me but 2 seconds to get rid of it. I just couldn't see it.
Yeah. Well, at first it wasn't bad. We were just kind of playing. But
there's one guy that's even Jewish.
Yeah.
Talking to this other guy.
Well, and the thing that happens is if you're going to put perversity, this obvious perversion in a thread that's public, our site, and they're only doing it to be perverse. I mean, the one guy actually said, you guys are so stupid, you don't even have to delete our comment.
Yeah. He was mad because I told him that they didn't stop. I knew we were going to.
And so, what you guys just realized is these people, they don't have anything in their life to do than go over and make a mess. That's what they do every night. They sit on here and make a mess.
Yeah.
And except they showed up at this program. Go ahead.
Well, the Jewish guy made a comment, says something about what were you going to relate, like, to the chat, or were you just going to do your dribble? Ain't you know, I really upset me a little bit, and the more I'm thinking of it, the more I was getting hit in a good way.
But,
you know,
people, and it's one of the things that Christian people have a hard time with, because people don't like us to delete people, but if you show up and you talk like that on a Christian program, you're here for one reason, and that's perversity.
Yes.
And I'm not I wouldn't let a perverse man come into church and stand up and begin to say perverse words for everybody here. I wouldn't let it happen. You're going to do that and get out of church. I apologize if you don't think that's right, but I'm in charge of making sure that this sheepfold is safe and protected for sheep. And here's the defining factor for me. So, from 25 years of ministry experience to my own ministry experience, I know that the most vile sinner can turn and begin to seek God. And I know what it looks like, and I know what it sounds like, and I know what they act like when they truly want God.
Mm-hmm.
And I also know what perversion looks and sounds like. And when all you want is perversion to speak your demon stuff in there, no, you don't get to stay here. And you don't want God, you're just here making a mess. So,
yeah.
All I want is
prayers
and the supporting your family, and I pray that pray for you and you pray for me and thank God.
Let's pray for Lauren right now. We declare now that this has been removed from his body, we command the rest of this body and all of its organs to function absolutely perfect, proper, as God designed it. We command life and life more abundantly in Lauren's life right now, and he'll be able to go right back out there and get going and preach the gospel and do everything that you've given him to do for his life. We speak it done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen and amen. And amen.
Thank you.
Love you. Julianne Bamala, we haven't seen you on in a while. Don't know how we're missing our schedules, but we speak life and life more abundantly to you, Sister Mary. And Rose, we speak life to you. Sue Lin, Sun Yin, we speak life to you. Jerem and Glada, speak life to you, Brother Jim, all of our friends in Pakistan, Europe, Asia, around the world, wherever you may be, we speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, guys, that's it. We got to go. We got another program to do.
But we love you.
Everybody's like, I don't want to go yet. What are we doing? Sunday morning on the Read the Word, we are going to receive communion. So if you're part of that, make sure you have your communion elements with us. Thank you for all you to help us. We're going to another level here. And all y'all go with us. And nothing you know, all you guys are going to be disciples. And you're going to be well-trained disciples. They're going to help many people out of the life online, except the fun precinct. And your life will never be the same. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Well, and this is what we have to say. Our closing verses are this. Brother Phyllis, sisters. Sister Phyllis, would you like to say Brother Jude's closing?
Thank you. I'd love to, yes. And now to him that is able to keep us from stumbling and to present you faultless before the unwise God, our Savior. Glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
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 And amen. And amen. Till we see, bless you, Kathy. Till we see you again tomorrow, noonish Eastern. We have to say, remember this:
we love you.
We love you.
And
God loves you.
And Jesus.
And Jesus. Yes, Lord. See you soon.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you.
Good night, Jim boy. Mary Ellen.